This is Nursing in America. Each week, we speak with incredible nurses from all over the world who have taken the leap to start a new life in the United States. If you're thinking about doing the same, then this is the place you'll find all the insider knowledge and inspirational success stories to realize your own American dream.
Hi, everyone, and welcome. We have a fantastic show for you today. We are going to speak about supporting your spouse in the United States. Nurses come to the United States with their families, with their spouses, and there is a challenge there. So today we're going to be speaking about that. I have some wonderful guests joining us today. Let's take a look at our panel here. We are joined by Richard, Miana, Bong, and Mark. Hello, welcome to the show, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's start out with some introductions. I will start with Bong. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, and I'm a nurse as well. I've been a nurse since 1995. And my wife is Rainey. She's a nurse too from Connecticut.
Wonderful. Bong, where are you living?
We are in Tampa, Florida. Well, it's Wesley Chapel, a bit north of Tampa. And I live nearby Mark as well. We live in the same community.
Oh, really? So we have friends right here. Mark, tell us about yourself.
Good morning. My name is Mark Pablo, and I'm also from Connecticut. And I'm technically a nurse, but I have not practiced that profession. And my wife is a nurse right now, also here in Florida, and assigned at Adventist Healthcare as in the medical surgical unit. And as what Bong said, we live here in Wesley Chapel in the north side of Tampa.
We have some wonderful people from the Sunshine State. Let's move on. We have more from our Connecticut family here. Richard, please introduce yourself.
Good morning. My name is Richard Lace. I'm the senior onboarding specialist here at Connecticut USA. I've got about 15 years in professional recruiting experience, which is probably why I find myself helping you here today. I'm looking forward to today's chat and am available for assisting anyone who needs help adjusting to the United States in the job market here. Happy to be here.
Thank you, Richard. Richard works one-on-one with so many of our spouses at Connecticut USA to help them with the transition of coming here. And we have an expert as well. We have Miata. Please introduce yourself.
Good morning. Good morning. My name is Miata Weissel. I am the CEO of Resume Recruit. And I have been in the professional development, career development space for about 15 years. And we are stationed here in Savannah, Georgia. So we're going to be moving offices in about 2.5 weeks. So I'm very excited about that. And I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Welcome, Miata, from Savannah. You have to say it with that accent, right?
Savannah. I know, right? Savannah.
That's in the south of Georgia.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Well, welcome, everybody. We're so happy to have you. I want to start with the spouses today. Bong, let's go back to you. Tell us about your journey to the United States. How did you come, you and your family, come to the decision to start a new life here?
Okay. Ever since it has been our dream, my wife and I, when we were back in college, when we were in university, you know, it has been our dream to come to the U.S., and that journey continued when we went abroad. We were in England when my wife started to take the NCLEX. So she passed that. That was 2006. And it has been a hard journey, because that time it was like a retrogression one after the other. And but we never lose hope. So we continued on that. 2006, and then 2008 came the global recession and everything like that, and there was no job available at that time. We had a house actually, and then we in England, and we put that in the market when we were about to come. We were thinking that we can fly at this time, I think it's about 2012. And then, but that didn't push through. We had another one in 2015, didn't push through again. And then, but that time we were in a different agency. And then my wife says, can we try this other agency? Because one of this agency that she was at that time, their office wasn't available anymore in our area. And then we moved to Kinetics now. Kinetics were able to get a job for my wife. So, and luckily, 2018, we were able to get the my wife's job and the place where we wanted to come here in Florida, because my wife's sister and mother are here in Florida. That's where we arrived in, 2018. So, we have two kids. My daughter was 13 at that time. My son was 8. Now they're, my daughter is now in university. She's 18 and my son is 13 going to high school.
Wow.
And it's been quite a journey. It's not easy because my son at that time was, struggling. I think the whole family were struggling, but then we overcome everything. And that's where our journey started. And we never regretted at all that we moved here in the U.S.
No regrets. And I really loved your hairstyle back then.
Yeah.
You were really struggling.
Younger then. Yeah.
Weren't we all, right?
Yeah.
Mark.
When we tried to come here in the United States, it's the same year like Bong also, where the retrogression was happening. So that was the time as we were very excited with my wife when we applied for that. But when the retrogression came through, our plans to going here in the United States died down. So since I was working as a medical representative in my country, in the Philippines, I was doing good there already. And my wife and I and my son, we're already having a good, we're not already planning to come here. But during the 2013, when the separatist rebels attacked the city where we were staying in the southern part of the Philippines, that was the triggering part that we decided to come here in the United States, and we followed up our application. So during the 2015, we were able to come here, and it was a struggle for the first few years. But as right now, we also moved here in the Florida area, but not in Tampa before. It's like it's more of a laid back part here, which is it's like it's very hard if you don't have any vehicle, or it's like a struggle. But when my wife was able to come to the Adventist in Wesley Chapel, that is where we were able to establish our goals, and we were able to establish here, and we were very happy on it. And right now, same with Bong, my son is also in the university, taking up cybersecurity and also a scholar. So we're very happy that we were able to transition from migrating here, and we're able to get our goals checked, and we're here, happy right now in Florida.
It's so wonderful to hear your stories and how you got to the United States, just like so many of our Kinetic spouses that come and are nurses as well. Richard, you work with spouses all throughout so many years now. What are some, tell us a little bit about the Kinetics onboarding program, and specifically, how do you work with spouses? What challenges do you see whenever they're preparing to come to the United States or when they've just arrived?
Excellent questions, Luciana. Well, I would like to start with saying that, I myself am a descendant of Cuban refugees, communist refugees. We came here in the 50s. I am very sympathetic and empathetic to the challenges that people experience when they emigrate to the United States. I try and assist, well, I try and assist all our people, as it were, but for the purposes of this conversation or her spouses, I try and make myself available to help them. I acknowledge the difficulties that they experience coming to a new country. It's always difficult to find a new job in the first place, wherever you are. It's far more difficult when you're in another country. You might be experiencing culture shock issues. You might be experiencing language barrier issues. So I provide assistance primarily at the most basic level. I like to work with my nurse spouses to create resumes that align with professional standards here in the United States. Many of our nurses are coming from obviously around the world. Different professional standards apply to each different country and society. So that would be the basic thing that I like to do initially, if you will, is to work with our spouses to get the resume in a format that best conveys their everything they bring to the table in a clear manner. Once we get that going, we go ahead and step into the next gear of the process, which is start to, start your job search. By that, I mean, we want to take the experience that a nurse has and then focus our search in that area. Also going ahead and tailoring your resume to specific job opportunities within that field. It's somewhat complicated, but not overly so. It just takes a lot of work and a lot of effort. But the goal here is obviously to assist our spousal nurses, or nurse spouses, if you will, to achieve gainful employment here in the United States. Because I firmly believe and advocate that the spouses of our nurses are a large part of the equation that is often overlooked by other agencies. If your husband or wife is not happy, your life is not going to be happy. I can almost guarantee that. So, like I said, I work personally with the spouses of our nurses. I've actually hired a couple for Kinetics, but successfully been able to get the vast majority of them beneficial work here in the United States. You have to work with me, and we'll work together and create a positive resume that iterates your goals and what you bring to the table. And then we begin our search, and then I will also help you. I will help coach you on that search, plus your interviews and full circle recruitment. That's what I provide.
It's like what you said, the spouses, they're half the equation.
Yes.
And, you know, what's that saying? Happy wife, happy life. I don't know the one for husband.
Yes, I use that all the time.
We'll be back with the conversation in just a second. There's a wonderful opportunity for you. AMN Healthcare Network is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. That's amnhealthcare.com/international. On with the show.
If I get a visa as an RN, can my wife work and or study once we come to the United States? Who wants to take that question? Go ahead, Richard.
Study, yes. Now, working here in the United States, it depends on what kind of visa you bring, Armin. If you're coming here on a green card visa, that makes getting your wife's eligibility to work a lot more simple than if you were coming as a TN. It really depends on what kind of visa you're coming on. But depending on that classification, yes, your wife can work and study once you're here in the United States. And again, that would be one of my personal goals for you and all our nurses is, to get the entire family integrated into the U.S. system, whether that's in the educational or the work-based system. Again, if your wife's not happy, your life is not happy. So I want the entirety of your family to be happy. And that goes for children as well. A major goal here in Kinetics is to ensure that your children are enrolled in school as soon as possible so that we can integrate them within our society. Your child's education is, again, part of the equation that is very, very important. It's not just your job. It's not just your wife or husband's job. It's getting your children educated to provide them the best possible opportunities in this
And that is the name of the game in the United States. Opportunity. Opportunity yes. for yourself, for your spouses, for your children. If you do come on an EB3 green card, EB3 consular green card, that green card does provide also green cards for your spouse, as well as your dependent children. So if you're coming in that form, you're taken care of, and we can help you from there. So, Richard, you were saying that the biggest struggle and challenge, first of all, is finding a job.
Yes.
And that yes. is something that everyone struggles with. So that's why we have Miata here. Tell us about a little bit about the job market today. How is that looking?
Well, I'll tell you what, COVID did not help at all. you know, it's been a scramble for individuals who are within my space, whether it's talent acquisition specialists, whether it's recruiters, whether it's resume writers, primarily because COVID has really shifted the paradigm for workforce. A lot of individuals who have been, you know, in their industry or profession for X amount of years are now leaving. There was a huge push for individuals to move into an entrepreneurship space when COVID happened, because people were either getting laid off, furloughs, had to look for other opportunities. So entrepreneurship became a thing. And as we are seeing people moving back into full-time positions, they're still holding on to their entrepreneurship positions, which makes sense because, you know, we're sort of teetering on this recessionary type situation. Are we going into a recession? If we are we going into a full recession? We don't really know. So there are just a lot of things that are up in the air, which makes the employment space a little bit more of a challenge to navigate, because you have people who have now shifted into industries and or positions that they haven't done before, who are now sort of coming for your positions. It just basically means that there is a plethora of jobs that are available, but also a plethora of individuals, job seekers that are looking for said positions. So it's a challenge. So for people like me who are in this space, one of the most important things that we really have to figure out is how are we narrating your information on a resume? How are we making you stand out amongst the crowd of individuals that are available now for these same positions? What are recruiters looking for when they're looking for candidates to fill these roles? Where are they searching for these candidates? So we really have to now really think outside of the box when it comes to how to strategically align not only the job seeker and their resume and their experience, but also help them navigate what positions to look for, how to search for them, and how to apply for them.
I love the way that you said that. Yeah, because right now there's so many available jobs in the United States. We have one of the lowest unemployment rates that we've seen. So that's something that's really an opportunity, like we were saying, for people coming here to the United States. Bong, I want to go back to you. We're talking about finding jobs, the job market. I know that you came years and years ago. What was your experience like looking for a job?
When we arrived here, before we arrived, the Kinetics has told us that, okay, you can submit your husband's resume and we will find a job for you. So I submitted my resume as well to Kinetics, and then they were looking for a job for me. But then at that time when we arrived, I think my wife and I talked about she has to, be stable first at work and then my kids at school. So I put that aside at the beginning. So I had to concentrate on my wife's transition while she's adapting at work. And plus, where we were at that time, it takes like about 23 minutes drive. And my wife wasn't driving at that time yet. And I have to take the kids to school as well. So that has been our arrangement at the beginning. And then so I had to, keep the family at peace all the time, especially our youngest one at that time was so, the culture shock is so affected him. And he has been crying every night, and then you know, the whole family is affected as well. And then once he starts crying and wanting to go back to England, you know, it hurts us as well. You know, he keeps on telling us that, why did we move here? You had a job there that now you're not working anymore. And it hurts me as well, because I finished university. I've been working, and suddenly I stopped working. And so at that time I put aside about, doing my own job or looking for a job. And then I had to concentrate looking after family. I think that's one best thing that we can do as spouses, because I didn't take the NCLEX at that time. So it was only my wife who was working. So I had to make sure that their wellness at that time, and well, the whole family's wellness are okay. So I put that on one side. So that's how we work out.
And that is the challenge, that when spouses come, they a lot of times don't have a job, and they become the support for the whole family emotionally. And it may not be so much economically at that time, but that support is worth its weight in gold. With the family, with your spouse that's starting a new job, with your kids. It's all so important for the spouse to be that emotional support, even though you're looking for a job. I know, Mark, whenever you came to the United States, it's so fascinating. You're such an educated person. And I know that you went through several jobs whenever you first got here. Tell our audience about that.
Well,
I love the story.
Well, when we arrived here, me and my wife was already talking about it, because she knows that I don't have an NCLEX, and I came from a corporate job. And the first place that we were assigned, the only job that you could find there are typical jobs like the fast food restaurants. So I decided to swallow up everything, my pride, everything. And I conditioned myself when I arrived here in the U.S., whatever job will I take, I will take it. So my first job here was in housekeeping. So it was not a typical job that I did in the Philippines. So every time when I go home, my wife sometimes cries, because she knows that I don't deserve that kind of job. But I told her, don't worry. It's okay. I could handle it. And when we were able to move to another place here in Wesley Chapel, that was the time that I was able to find some odd jobs. So I went to a CNA school, and the owner recruited me to teach CNA for the CNAs also there. So that was another job that I took. And after that, for a while, I decided that it's very far from traveling. So I decided to take this app, which is a ship app where you do groceries. That was a fun job for me, because I was getting a hang of it, and I love doing groceries for people around the community here. But I realized that when my wife said, if it's not a stable one, so I met a friend in Orlando, and he told me if I'm interested to do the case management thing. So I said, yeah, why not? So it's another new venture for me, which is doing work at home. And I did it for almost 4 years. Then one time I met Bong, and Bong told me, are you interested in doing an onboarding job? And after that, this is what happened. I'm already here in Connecticut, and I'm very happy working as an onboarding specialist and helping nurses transitioning their life from other countries going here to the United States.
Paying it forward. And yep. You went from all the spectrums of getting a job whenever you got here. You're like, I am here. I am here to support my family. Let's get to work, right? And yeah. That's just such a wonderful thing. Miata, I want to ask you now, we're talking about resumes. We're talking about finding a job. What are employers looking for in a resume?
Well, you know, the most important thing that I'm hearing in my space is that employers are looking for candidates who can really transfer their experience onto a resume. We're not talking about copying and pasting the job description onto a resume. We're talking about telling a story. Can you take me from A to Z? What you did, how you did it, and what the end result was. Employers are looking for quantifiable data. That just shows your ability to do something, whether it's in a specific time frame, whether it's in a compensation in terms of money-wise, managing a budget, if you created a new team, a leadership team, if you collaborated with other individuals, what was the end result of that? They're just looking for a way for that specific job seeker to really showcase their experience. So right now, most employers are looking for you to be able to tell a story as opposed to a job description, what you did day in and day out. So there's a huge difference between that. And what we're finding is that a lot of people don't know how to narrate that. They cannot express that. So, one of the things that I do in terms of when I'm working with clients on a one-to-one basis is I feel that if clients are able to see information in front of them that showcases something that they have done before or can do, then they're more, it's easier for them to say, yes, this is the job that I want. This is the experience that I've had. How do we now take that information and make myself more marketable on my resume? And that's what employers are looking for. They're really looking for that quantifiable data so that they can basically see that the experience is not just a description.
Absolutely. And that experience is so important to put out in front of all of the employers.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of Nursing in America. Part 2 will be available next week, so make sure you hit the follow button and come back to join us then. If you enjoyed the episode, please help us and leave a review. AMN Healthcare International is currently recruiting registered nurses around the world to live and work in the United States. We offer both direct hire and staff recruitment, giving you more options and flexibility to begin your American dream. To learn more and apply, go to amnhealthcare.com/international. There's also a link in the description. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for more incredible conversations.